Praise God. Praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home where we honor God, love family, serve others, and we pursue excellence. Amen. And we have a passion for God, and we have a passion for souls. Amen. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is to receive. Amen. He's got something for you. You be open to receive what God has for you. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about staying positive in a negative world. Amen. And we're talking about renewing your mind, you know, because you're bombarded daily in this negative world through television, through paid newspapers, magazines, cell phones, all kinds of ways. And you hear it and you're around it all the time. People. So you got to stay positive in a negative world. Amen. So praise God. Leave a new person. The Lord's not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Be available to Him. Let go and let God. Amen. Know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Know that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And most important, see yourself the way He sees you. How does He see you? He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. Amen. So guess what? He wants to use you. Yeah, I mean you. Don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Be available. Yes. Amen. He's not changed. We the ones that change. So we got to get ourselves right. Amen. So when He calls, we're ready and say, I'm ready. Here I am. Use me. Send me. Amen. Whew, come on now. Praise God. Well, let's make this declaration. And I've got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. Grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. The enemy is busy. The Bible says in John 10:10, the enemy comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. And you know what? He tries to put thoughts in your head. But you know what? Don't receive it. That's not for me. And especially, you know, thinking like this. If it don't line up with the Word of God, don't receive it. I say, wait a minute. I used to take up all that junk, you know, just like a little sponge, just soaking it all up. Man, that's all for me. What am I going to do? I'm overloaded with weight. I'm overloaded with all kind of cares. And you can't do anything. You're useless. But you know what? Hey, I don't do that anymore. Amen. I just say, nope, that's not for me. You can go somewhere else. Hey, I received Jesus, my Lord and Savior, and I'm not taking anything from the enemy. When you know the truth, it's going to set you free. Amen. Know what the Word of God says so you can be free from all this negative stuff going around. I don't catch it. That's not for me. I ain't catching anything if it's not in the Word. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Woo! I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you before we get going. And one of them is this. Stay focused on God. It says, stay focused on God daily. And don't look back on yesterday. Amen. It says, so full of failure and regret. Look ahead and seek God's way. All sin confessed, you must forget. Let go of the past and move on. Focus on pleasing God. As we come to an end of a day, so often we look back with regrets on things we didn't accomplish. But sin is one thing we never need to look back on with feelings of failure. If we have confessed our sins and asked God's forgiveness, we need to keep focused forward and keep pressing forward towards the goal of pleasing and serving Him. Amen. If you've confessed it, don't let the enemy, don't let people, don't let nobody try to put it back on you and say, you know, God can't use you. You sin, and you know what? You're useless now. He's not going to use you anymore. Well, that don't line up with the Word of God. The Word of God says He'll forgive and forget. We need to do the same thing. Amen. And press on. Who's He going to use here? He's going to use us. You know what we are? We are His church. We're the body of Christ. If you don't know, now you know. How's the Word going to get out? through his church, the body of Christ, you, amen, ministers of reconciliation, his ambassadors. Ambassadors are his mouthpiece on earth. Amen. So, you know, don't be shy anymore. Let the word out. You know how you used to cuss somebody and let them give them a piece of your mind? Well, now we can let them give them Jesus. Amen. Just like you was bold back then, well, now you can be bold for Jesus. Amen. Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Lord, I need your strength. I'm going to tell him about you. Well, go ahead. Amen. Praise God. Now you got a different attitude. Now you got a winning attitude. You got a Jesus attitude. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, let's get into our lesson. And I've got another one here I'm going to read at you in a few minutes. But say, stay positive in a negative world. Everywhere you go. It don't matter. You know, you could be in your car and you could have your cell phone on or you could have your radio on and you're going to hear some negative stuff. Or you could have your TV on. It's going to get to you and the word's going to get there. And you're going to hear it. What you do with it is up to you. You got to hear it. But you know what? Hey, renew your mind with the word. Or you could just say, you know what? That's not for me. I'm not receiving it. Amen. Let it go. That's not for me. You can't help. You're in the world, but not of the world. We're just passing through. Amen. Praise God. But you got to renew your mind and keep your mind renewed because it could bring you down if you let it. Bible says renew your mind. We're going to read it in a few minutes. But you got to keep your mind renewed all the time. And you got to be his shining lights. Let your light shine for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. So stay positive in the negative world. Hallelujah. Say, stay positive in the negative world is not about ignoring reality or denying problems, but about trusting God's power. Amen. Trusting his power. You do not have to look far to find something negative in your life. The key thing is to stay positive and stop murmuring and complaining. Amen. We're going to give you a scripture here in a few minutes. But let's not complain. You know what? That's not for me. I'm not receiving it, you know. You got to know what the word says. Amen. Praise God. Matthew 24 and 12 says, I gave you three translations here. Easy to read version says, there'll be so much evil in the world that the love of most believers will grow cold. You know, I went through several translations. And this is the only translation I found that said that the love of most believers will grow cold. We're talking about believers. I know the world is going to get cold, but what about believers? You know how you get cold? When you let your fire go out. You can't let your fire go out. Amen. Jesus had opportunities to let his fire out. Jesus had opportunities to sin, but you know what? He didn't sin. Amen. That's why it's so important you keep your mind renewed all the time, because the enemy is going to see to it that you have opportunities to cuss somebody out and give them a piece of your mind and say the wrong things. But you know what? Say, wait a minute. I'm not going there. Jesus had an opportunity. He told me what to do. I'm going to know the truth, and the truth is going to set me free. Amen. And New King James says, and because lawlessness and will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Many. That includes believers too. Amen. So, if you don't keep yourself in the word and your mind renewed, you could fall easy. Amen. You can fall real easy. The exceptional Bible here says there will be more and more evil, sin, lawlessness in the world. So many people will stop showing their love for each other. The love of many, most, will grow cold. This is going to happen. You know, we can't let it happen to us. If you stay renewed in the word and you keep your relationship with him going, you know, you're not going to get cold. But you know what he said? He says, I'll take you hot and I'll take you cold. But don't get lukewarm. Don't you try to be a God pleaser and a people pleaser and just please the world and God at the same time. He says, I'll spit you out of my mouth. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. He said, another translation says, he'll vomit you. Man, that's nasty. But you know, we got to stay hot for God. He stayed hot the whole time. He came and fulfilled his mission. And we got to stay hot for him to fulfill what he wants us to do. Whatever it is he wants us to do. We have different missions. We have different gifts, you know, and we go, but still we go. We're on a mission to go and do for God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Philippians, I had to give you this one. Philippians 2, 14, 15, easy to read version says, do everything without what? Complaining or arguing, so that you will be blameless and pure, children of God, without any fault. But you are living with evil people all around you. It didn't say just here or there. He says all around you. Wherever you go, if you go into the world, guess what? You're going to meet some unfriendly people. Amen. All around you who have lost their sense of what is right. Among those people, you shine like lights in a dark world. Man, I gave it to you in an easy-to-read version so you can understand this one. The New King James says, do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Be a shining light for Jesus. And you know what? You got to switch off and on that only you can turn off or on. But you got to keep it on all the time. You got to stay renewed all the time. And you got to stay up and up. Otherwise, if you go out into the world, this negative world will bring you down in a heartbeat. Yeah. Amen. You can just take one step out of there and somebody will pass by and shoot you a finger or something. Yeah. Or say something. And it's not going to be right. I say, wait a minute. No, you got to stay strong in him. Amen. Stay strong in him and be strong for Jesus. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. John 16:33 says, New King James says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me, you saw the me with the cap. That's Jesus talking. With me, you will have peace. In this world, you'll have tribulations. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. I have overcome the world. The Amplified says, I have told you these things so that you can have, so that in me you might have perfect peace. In this world you'll have tribulations and distress and sufferings, but be courageous. Be confident. Be undaunted. Be filled with joy. It says, be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. My conquer is accomplished. My victory is abiding. Amen. So we got to stay strong in him. He says, you know what? He went through the same things, but he fulfilled it. So can we. Yes. Amen. He says to copy him. We're to copy him, not copy the world. Amen. But copy him. Be Christ-like the best I can. And if I fail and if I sin, you know what? He says, go to him and confess your sin and get up and press on. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Joshua 1 and 9, New King James says, have I not commanded you? Now, this is a command. It says, be strong and be of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is where? With you, wherever you go. He said he never leaves us nor forsakes us. He says, the Bible says, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Wherever we go, he goes. Amen. So if you go hide yourself to sin, he's with you anyway. He knows the worst about you and he knows the best about you. And you know what? He loves you the most. Amen. And he sacrificed his son. Jesus gave his life. Amen. Praise God. Amplified says, have I not commanded you? It's a command. It says, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified or dismayed, intimidated, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Again, he never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's always with you. He's not the one that leaves. We're the one that walk away. We need to stay focused and we need to stay renewed. Amen. So that we can go and do what it is he wants us to do. Amen. So, man, you need to write all these down. These are good. Amen. Hallelujah. Said, we live in a negative world and the circumstances we encounter leads to being either positive or negative. The thing about it is, you choose. Be careful who you hang out with. Because if you just hang out with the work buddies and want to please them, you know, and be like them, you're going to fail. Amen. Don't do that. Be the light. Be the shining light. Be Christ's light. You know, who's he going to use? He's going to use you. Maybe he's going to use you to bring them and share with them so that they can come to Christ. Amen. So, whew, hallelujah. It says, keeping your mind renewed. Amen. Again, Romans 12 and 2, New Living Translation says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world. If you're not renewing your mind, you can easily fall for this. Okay? Because things you see, things you hear, and people you're around, do not copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by what? Changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Amen. New King James says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Wow. Renewing your mind. Renewing your mind that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It didn't say once a day. It didn't say once a month. As often as needed. Because you're bombarded constantly. Things you hear. Things you see. Things you're around. You got to constantly renew your mind with the word. Amen. With what? With the word. Not with the booze. Not with the smoke. Not with anything else. But the word of God is going to renew your mind. So you can be focused on what it is that you need to do. Amen. And not fall for the tricks of the enemy. Amen. Ooh, come on now. Stay connected to Jesus. Your power source. I got a little reading here I want to do at you. And it says like this. Stay connected to Jesus. Troubles come to everyone, yet Jesus is the power source that you need. When cares, anxieties, worries, doubts, fears come and start to pull you down, you've lost connection. You're unplugged from your power source, Jesus. You know, most of us have used power tools. And power tools are great, you know. Hey, I can saw for so long, you know, but when you have a power saw, man, that thing can go forever, you know, and you don't have to do anything except just let it go. But the thing about it is, it's useless without power. Amen. So let's not be useless without him. You know, I think I told you this before, but I have a bumper sticker that says it's hell out there without Jesus. If you let yourself be that way. I'm not going to be without Jesus. He says, he's with me. He goes wherever I go. He never leaves me nor forsakes me. So he's always with me. So guess what? I have power with me everywhere I go. But you got to take that authority yourself. Amen. I'm going to the next scripture here. It says, don't be surprised. Jesus gave us a heads up long ago. What's this heads up? Here's the heads up right here. He says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. New King James Amplified says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. Amen. He's not giving us a spirit of fear. And what's the enemy tries to use on us? Fear. Why can't we do stuff? Why can't we do things? Because fear. You know what? People have told you. You can't do that. You know, you can't. Well, that's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You keep your mind renewed all the time with the Word of God. And stay in the Word. Study, meditate on the Word. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. So, this is our heads up. Amen. Praise God. Philippians 4 and 6 says, and a lot of these we know, you know, just mark them down and go read them yourselves. It says, Philippians 4 and 6, New Living Translation, don't worry about what? Anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for what he has done, for all he has done. New King James says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Don't forget thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Let your requests be made known to God. Amen. You can go, again, we talked about this in Bible study, but you know, he's paid a price. Amen. We don't have to go to the Holy of Holies, you know, and go to a high priest, you know, and offer sacrifices. That veil was ripped when Jesus rose from the dead. That veil was ripped. And we're talking about, I think it was, I forgot the dimensions, you know. It was like 60 feet by 30 feet high, you know. And it was, it was about 6 inches thick. So, you know, man couldn't rip it. It was God, and it was ripped from top to bottom, not from bottom up. Man could have been involved. No, man wasn't involved. God did it. He ripped that thing. So, you know what? There's nothing stopping us from going to him. As children of God, we can boldly go to the throne of God. And we have authority. We need to use that authority. He's not giving us a spirit of fear, but he's giving us authority. Amen. So, praise God. We can go boldly and visit with him and spend time with him. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:7-8. Easy to read version says, give all your worries to him. How many of you still got worries? I mean, all hands go up. You know why you got them? It's because you haven't given it to him. He says, give me some of your worries. No. No? Half? No. Says, give me all your worries because he cares for you. Control yourself and be careful. The devil is your enemy, and he goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to attack and eat. That's what he thinks about you. He just wants to stop you. You're a child of God. You're going somewhere to happen for God. Enemy wants to stop you. But here's what he uses. Cares, worries, concerns, fears, all these things. Says, give all your worries to him. The New King James says, casting all your care on him. You see the him capitalized? We're talking about God. We're talking about Jesus. For he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes or walks about like a roaring lion seeking someone he wants to devour. So, keep your mind renewed. Speak faithful words. Don't sow negative seeds. Sow positive seeds. Amen. Because, you know, if you're sowing negative, you're opening the door for him to just come on in. And you didn't even have to, you know, you didn't have to open the door. It was already open for him. He just walked in. So be careful what you say. You may think it. Just because you think it doesn't mean you've sown it. You sow it when you speak it. When you speak the word, the seed is sown. But if you thought about it, all you need to hit is delete. I said, I'm not going to say that. I'm just canceling that. It come up to right the tip of your lip or your tongue. And you send it right back. Say, delete. I'm not going to say it. Don't give the devil or this world pleasure in speaking the negative stuff. Amen. And you know, he's looking for somebody to devour. If I'm not confessing the negative things, he ain't going to come. Amen. But see, he says to cast all on him. Not just some, but all. He didn't say half, he said all. So you shouldn't have any. You know, when you go empty your trash can, you take that full trash can and dump it in the dumpster, and you dump all your trash. When you come back, your trash can is empty. Amen? So if you fill yourself up with negative stuff on a daily basis, empty yourself. Confess it and give it all, cast it all on him because he cares for you. And keep it empty so the enemy can't use it against you. Amen. Praise God. Woo. It is sad that you and I live in a negative world and many problems. We are confronted with this evidence on a daily basis. That means you and I are affected by the world's troubles, crimes, sickness, alcoholism, abortions, breakups of marriages and homes. Stay positive. Be a positive believer and not a negative believer. There's nothing worse in this world than a negative believer. Amen. You just don't come to church and play church. and say the right things, confess the right things. Hey, brother, hey, sister. And then walk out of here and live like the world all week. God knows already. Amen. So don't be a pretender. Amen. Don't pretend. Be for real. Jesus came and fulfilled his mission, and he wasn't a pretender. He was for real. But he says, I have conquered this world, and so can you. Amen. But you know, he says, even if you've sinned, you go to him and you confess and get yourself right so you can go and do what it is he wants you to do. He's not going to exclude you. He wants to include you. Amen. But you just be ready and be available. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. It says, Paul says, we are to be rejoicing people. Believers should be the happiest people on earth. Why? Because it says here in John 8:32, New Living Translation, he says, you shall know the truth, and the truth is going to set you free. Amen. Amen. You know what the truth is? The truth is the Word of God. When you know the Word, it's going to deliver you from all the negativism in this world. Negative people. The negative things of this world. Amen. You know the truth. So, you know, you used to think this way, but my mind is renewed with the Word now. I am renewed, and I'm studying, I'm meditating on the Word, and living the Word, and confessing the Word. So, you know what? I'm renewed, praise God. Amen. I'm a new creature in Christ. Amen. The King James says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The New Living Translation says, will set you free. This one says, will make you free. Amen. But you know what? You could have a book and keep it closed and not know what's in there. But you know, when you open it up and you read it and you get it in you, when you get it in you, it's going to come out of you. Bible says, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Confess the Word. You know, hey, you can know the Word, but if it stays in there, it ain't going to help anybody. Amen. You got to confess it. You got to speak it out. Speak it out and let it go, you know, release it. Go, and see, he says, my word goes out of my mouth. It goes and accomplishes what I send it to do. You're releasing the Word of God, and it's going to go and do what it needs to do. But you got to speak it out. You can't hold it in. Amen. Whew, praise God. Philippians 3:1 says, you live in translation, whatever happens, my dear brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. I never get tired of telling you these things. I do it to safeguard your faith. Amen. So, you know, don't hold back. Amen. Don't hold back. Amplify says, finally, my fellow believers, continue to rejoice and delight in the Lord. To write the same things again is no trouble for me. And it is a safeguard for you. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And the next one, we read it all the time, but we got to learn it and stand on it. You know, Psalms 118:24 says, this is the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be happy today. Again, if you're listening to the radio, if you're listening to the news, if you're listening or reading things, or if you're around people, they're going to tell you all kind of negative things. And they're going to fill you up, man. You're just like a sponge, and you're just soaking it all up, you know. I think, no, that's not for me. Hey, how come you never do this? How come you're always smiling? You know, didn't you hear all the sad stuff we said? Didn't you hear all the sad news? No, yeah, I did, you know. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I'm renewing my mind with the Word of God. I'm not receiving that. And I'm not confessing and repeating what the world is saying. I'm confessing what the Word of God says. Amen. Praise God. The New King James says, this is the day the Lord has made. Says, I, Jose, will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. Again, we're the body of Christ. He's going to use us to go into the world and share Jesus. You know, they don't mind sharing their negative stuff on you. Why don't you share Jesus with them? Okay? That's how the word's going to get out. That's how the word's going to get sold out there. Amen. Us confessing the word. Amen. And sharing Jesus. Because they don't mind sharing negative stuff with you. But you know what? It's time for us to be bold and confess the word. Amen. It says, stay positive in the negative world. Find faith in Christ enables us to stay positive in a negative world. Watch your words. Watch your actions. Speak faith-filled words. Stay positive. Have a positive testimony. And bring others to Christ. You know, when people see you, they see your words, your actions. They see you living a Christian life. It's going to be a testimony to them. You say, you know what? I come here every day with all kind of problems. And I see you all so free, all so happy, doing this, confessing this. I want what you got. What is it about you? What's different about you? Then you can share Jesus with them. He says, you know what? I have Jesus in my heart. I confess Jesus, and you can have Jesus. All you need to do is confess with your heart, in your heart, that Jesus is Lord, you know, and your life is going to be changed. Everything gone and new is going to come in. Amen. Magnify God and not your problem. We do this. We reverse this all the time. We speak the problem before you speak God. Amen. Magnify God and not the problem. Amen. Say, read, meditate, and confess the word. We don't have to look far to see something negative. People, you're quick to speak the negative before the positive or the truth. Before our country, our president, our leaders, our cities, our friends, our neighbors, our church, our pastors. Speaking the negative, cares, problems, sicknesses, never helps. Speaking positive, the truth is the solution and the answer. Magnifying the problem never helps. Magnifying God and speaking the truth always helps. Amen. Praise God. Let's remember that. We just got to reverse that. Think before you speak. Amen. Don't just blabber it out. You know, hey, you know what? If you're a hunter, when you go hunting, you know what you're going to shoot. And before you shoot it, you know you're shooting the right thing. If you don't shoot the right thing, there's a game warden that comes, and he's going to find you, or you're going to prison for doing the wrong things. You know what? Hey, we're supposed to be hunting deer. Yeah, but I see something else. I'm going to shoot that. Oops, that's the game warden right there. No, don't confess it unless it lines up with the Word of God. Just don't go blabbering. You know, parent. You're a child of God. God, you know the truth. So speak the truth. Amen. Praise God. Magnify God is speaking the truth, the word, always. We must make quality decisions each day to stay positive in spite of a negative world, circumstances, sickness. Amen. You say, you know what? Somebody just caught the flu, or somebody just caught the sickness, whatever. Say, well, you know what? I'll probably be next. No. Don't say that. Amen. Pray for them. Say, by Jesus Christ, you're healed. Yeah. You know? And you know what? They're going to be healed, and they're going to come to Christ because you prayed for me. Amen. So, praise God. Stay positive and have victory daily. Seek Him first. Put the word first. Matthew 6:33. Refuse to quit when things get tough. Things will get tough. Amen. I use this translation, Message translation, so you can see this. But Psalms 118:24 says, "Words kill, words give life." Excuse me. What's Proverbs? Yeah. What did I say? Oh, well, I was just testing you. Says words kill, words give life. They are either poison or fruit. But here's the thing, you choose. You choose. You plant your garden and you reap what you sow. Amen. Amen. This is on a daily basis, and this is all day long. You got to be careful. So words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit, but what you choose. I don't have to please people anymore. I'm going to say what the word says, not to please anybody except my God. Amen. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in what? In the power. There's power in the tongue. There's power in the words you speak. That's why it's so important. You just don't blast negative words. Because you're sowing seed. And if you want your garden to grow good things, you're going to confess good things and not negative things. Because the thing about it is, hey, you know what? It didn't take you but a few seconds to say what you have to say. But if it was negative, it's going to grow in your garden. Your garden is not going to grow good things. It's going to grow negative things. And then you want to say, oh, my God, I'm growing all these negative things. Why? I want good things on here. Well, start confessing the good things. Amen. Start confessing the right things. You're going to love it. And it's, excuse me. And who loves it will eat its fruit. You're going to eat the fruits. Not, well, I just gave it to them. No, you didn't give it to them. You gave it to yourself. Praise God. Remember, stop the negative talk. Stop magnifying the problem. Stop murmuring. Stop your complaining. Amen. Well, I skipped something. Says, stay hungry. Stay thirsty. Stay filled with Him. Stand, and continue to stand with Him. And you can go to Matthew. You can write this down. Matthew 6, 10 through 18. Amen. And you can go and check it out. It says, see the good in all, and not just the bad and the fault. Love, accept, and forgive. Child of God, amen. It says, be fishers of men. We catch, God judges, and God cleans. All He wanted you to do was just let Him know God loves them. All He wanted you to do was just say, confess a word over them and say a word to them. And we sowed the seed. And God's going to make sure it gets watered again. God's going to see that it's watered again. And He's going to give the increase at His timing, not our timing. Amen. So, praise God. Whew. Control your words. Guard your mouth. Zip the lip. Don't get hung by the tongue. Amen. That's a good one. I'm going to have to preach on that too. Don't get hung by the tongue. And it ain't going to hang nobody else but you. You said it. It's coming back to you. So don't get hung by the tongue. It says, live your whole lives using words. Be positive and negative. So be positive. We frame our world with the words we speak. Ain't that amazing? We frame our world just by the words we speak. So you know what? Confess the right things. Say the right words. It sounds so easy. But we can do it. The Bible says we can do all things through Christ. Amen. I'm not going to say anything negative just to please the crowd I'm with or who I'm around with. Amen. I'm going to only confess what the Word wants me to confess. Amen. Because I don't want no negative stuff. I'm not going to magnify that. It says, taste your words before you spit them out. Again, check what you're around and what you're doing. And be careful what you're shooting at, you know. I say, oh, wait a minute. We're shooting deers. But there's all kind of other things around there. Confess the right thing. Shoot the right thing. Amen. If you're going to shoot something out of your mouth, make sure it's the right thing. It's the truth. Amen. If it's positive, say it. If it's negative, don't say it. Again, hit delete, you know. If you only thought about it and you didn't speak it, you can just hit delete and say, I'm not saying it. Amen. I'm sure Jesus had opportunities, but you know what? He didn't speak it. He didn't give voice to it. So as long as you don't give voice to it, you know what? Even if you do, confess it and repent and press on, but don't give in. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Talking about your mountain will not bring it down. Focus on God and His power to move mountains. Amen. And we'll close with this. Matthew 11:22-24 says, New King James Version says, Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in who? Excuse me, Mark. What did I say? Matthew? I've got Mark on there, too. I'm testing you again, you know. Mark 11:22-24 says, so Jesus said unto them, have faith in who? God. Have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, and we're talking about mountain, we're talking about what problems are facing, you're facing. I mean, whatever mountain that you're facing, says, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he said will be done. He will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Amen. So you know what? You take authority. Whatever's coming against you, you take authority and use the word of God. Amen. Amen. And the enemy is going to be busy. And he's going to try to overload you. But you know what? Again, renew your mind with the word of God. And you speak to those things, you know, and say, hey, no, hey, you're not of God. I'm not receiving you. It's not the right thing. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to speak it. Amen. So let's remember that. Stay positive in this negative world. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. And in closing, again, stay positive in a negative world. Overcome this world by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and a positive testimony. He will bring others to Christ. Be positive. Hallelujah. It says, watch your words and watch your actions. Speak faith-filled words. Zip the lip. If positive, speak it. If negative, don't speak it. Magnify God and not the care, not the problem, and not the fear, and not the sickness. You know, you hear sickness going around and say, well, you know what? I always catch it. I'll probably be next. No, don't confess the wrong things. You know what? The Bible says, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. I'm not receiving that. That's not for me. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. So, again, in closing, stay positive in the negative world, church. Amen. Praise God. Do you receive? Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Those of you watching, those of you listening, if you've never accepted him, you know, now's the time. Don't put it off any longer. If you're running from God, you know, rededicate yourself back and say, Lord, I'm going to stop running from you. I want to come back home, just like the prodigal son. But, you know, if you never ask him, you know, the Bible says, if you confess the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So with your mouth, you receive him and says, Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And he's going to come into your life. Amen. And you're going to have a new life. But, you know, you need to find you a Bible-based church where they teach the Word of God. And you can go there and grow. Or you can get you a Bible and start reading the Bible. And know the truth. And it's going to set you free from all the mindsets, from all the traditions, from all the negative stuff. And you're going to start confessing His Word. Amen. So remember that. If you have sickness in your body, I do it all the time. I just say, by Jesus Christ, I'm healed. I don't receive no sickness. Amen. I receive no malfunctions in my body. Amen. And by his stripes, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. And we can do the same thing. Whatever you're going through, be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And it's time to give. You go to our website. It should be on your screen there. NBCBigBen.com. Hit that donate button. If you're going to mail it, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. For Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church at a Big Ben. God loves you and we love you. Remember, stay positive in a negative world. Amen. Praise God. God loves you and we love you.